Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day, but also a horrifying day in many ways. The attack on Salman Rushdie, the internationally celebrated novelist who had a fatwa against him, who had the old dictator of Iran, the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khomeini, had issued a fatwa, a declaration that that Salman Rushdie should be killed by any loyal Muslim. And that was issued in 1989. He has been living with that. He's had police protection. Today he was speaking and he was attacked and he was stabbed in the neck between 10 and 15 times. His condition, right now, unknown. We will bring you the latest on that. We also know more about the activist, and he was an activist, who died yesterday after trying to break into an FBI office in Cincinnati. His name is Ricky Schiffer. There's a great deal known about him, and it's very revealing. We will get to that. We will also get to a desire to try to change all of archaeology by taking away the idea of gendered skeletons. And skeletons no longer identified as either male or female, because that would be insensitive to some of those non-binary skeletons. We will cover that amazing story as well. But first up, of course, the answer to the question that has been haunting America and Americans all week long. Why did the FBI go in to create a huge firestorm? And what most people agree, including most Democrats, most people agree that this was a damaging move for the FBI. It was a damaging move for all of those who want to oppose a return to power for President Trump. There's even a new column asked, did the FBI just reelect Donald Trump? That's a column by David Brooks over at the New York Times. Well, earlier today, the Washington Post reported that among the materials the FBI was seeking in the search were documents relating to nuclear weapons. If you will recall, that's something I mentioned on the air twice. And I had heard that that was the informed speculation. Well, that appears to be the case. In January of this year, Mr. Trump turned over to the National Archives 15 boxes of material that he had improperly taken with him when he left office. The archives subsequently identified classified material in the boxes and referred the matter to the Justice Department, which later convened a grand jury, because it is beyond serious when you're talking about America's nuclear deterrent. And we don't know whether the nuclear weapons, by the way, that they're talking about being referenced in some of these papers, whether there are nuclear weapons, are allies' nuclear weapons, or the nuclear weapons of our potential adversaries. But it's all hugely sensitive. And today, of course, Merrick Garland yesterday, the Attorney General of the United States, basically called President Trump's bluff. President Trump had declined the opportunity, and he had that opportunity from the time that this search of his premises took place, to go ahead and publish the search warrant, to publish the list of materials that they removed from his house, which, by the way, apparently included a great deal of highly classified material. President Trump had the opportunity to object to publishing this, to publish it himself, or just to wait, not object, and allow the government to go ahead and publicize this search warrant and the listing, the itemization of materials that they took out of Mar-a-Lago. Well, they did that. President Trump announced last that he wasn't going to object. He didn't. The deadline was right now. It was, what is it, 10 minutes ago. And sure enough, there is this report from the Wall Street Journal. FBI agents who searched former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home Monday removed 11 sets of classified documents, including some marked as top secret and meant to be only available in special government facilities, according to documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. The Federal Bureau of Investigation agents took around 20 boxes of items. It keeps going up, by the way, but it's 20 boxes of items, binders of photos, a handwritten note, and the executive grant of clemency for Mr. Trump's ally, Roger Stone. A list of items removed from the property shows that they also included in the list was information about the President of France, according to the three-page list. The list is contained in a seven-page document that also includes the warrant to search the premises, which was granted by a federal magistrate judge in Florida. The list of FBI items seized from President Trump's Florida home this week, that was on Monday, included four sets of top-secret documents, three sets of secret documents, and three sets of confidential documents. Those are the three main levels of classification in descending order, corresponding to the sensitivity of the document's content and the severity of the threat to national security that would come with its release. Some national security information can be further restricted beyond top secret. I didn't know that. With what are known as special access programs, that restriction known as an SAP, Special Action Program designation, is generally used for information considered extremely sensitive, such as material on covert sources and methods of intelligence, collection, communication, security, and nuclear weapons. In addition, some material can only be viewed in a designated secure facility. National security lawyer Mark Zaid said in information pertaining to nuclear weapons and atomic energy is governed by multiple protections. Now, all of this, I know that there are people who instinctively are saying, well, so what? They still were persecuting Trump for this when other presidents and other individuals got away with it. Look at Hillary's emails. It's not a comparable situation. Hillary's problem was she was conducting what should have been official business on her own personal computers rather than doing the business properly with the State Department computers, as well, she was Secretary of State. And there was also no problem at any time with cooperation by Hillary Clinton. And this, it seems to me, is the essential thing. As people say, well, why did the FBI move? Why did they actually do this? Why didn't they issue a subpoena? It turns out they had issued subpoenas. And they had received commitments from President Trump's representatives, but they had reason to believe that they had not followed through. They knew the documents that were missing, apparently, and didn't receive them. And here is, by the way, information on how the government classifies its most sensitive material. There is much, much more with all of this material being released right now. Yesterday, when I was speaking to John Yoo at the end of the show, former Bush administration official, he teaches at University of California, Berkeley. And Professor Yoo and I agreed that the best thing for the country would be to open this whole thing up, let people see exactly what is at stake and what is involved. It appears that they have taken a big, big step in that direction. We will get to more and stunning revelations, actually, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Michael Medved Show, everybody scrambling to try to make sense of what was just released by the Department of Justice and by the FBI. it is not only the information about the basis for their search of President Trump's home, but an itemization, and a fairly specific one, concerning what was taken out of that home. And the difficulty here, as we were talking about before, was that it's a very serious matter if you're talking about top secret documents. There are different levels of documents that were taken out. There are four sets of top secret documents, three sets of secret documents, and three sets of confidential classified documents. That's from the inventory of the items taken in the search. And the idea here is that we finally do have a definitive answer. And you can say there were all kinds of good reasons that they didn't give the answer before, but it's very, very difficult to understand why they didn't anticipate more effectively what the public reaction would be to the idea that there was a search going on of President Trump's premises. And the Washington Post this morning reported classified documents relating to nuclear weapons were among the items FBI agents sought in search in a search of former President Donald Trump's Florida residence Monday, according to people familiar with the investigation. Now, this was written before the information that has just been released. Experts in classified information said the unusual search underscores the deep concern among government officials about the types of information they thought could be located at Mar-a-Lago, the Palm Beach club where Trump lives, and in danger of falling into the wrong hands. Now, the reason that this becomes so serious is that, look, everybody attests to, and in fact, even some Trump aides and confidants and supporters will acknowledge this, that at the end of the Trump administration, remember, he was fighting against Biden's inauguration right up until Inauguration Day. And in the last minute, as he was leaving the White House, apparently they were somewhat slapdash in piling stuff together and then flying it down to Mar-a-Lago. And they could say that in one regard, what they were dealing with was oversights, that they didn't mean to violate the law. They didn't mean to violate the Presidential Records Act. And they then negotiated with the National Archives and the director of the National Archives, and they had everything worked out. And they did send some material back to the National Archives. But there is no explanation, none, other than a criminal liability, frankly, that they maintained these documents, especially the highly classified, top-secret documents, that they maintained them even after they were requested to return them to the National Archives. In other words, one of the things that has come out in all of the accounts now, and again, it's backed up by the evidence that was just released, is that the problem for President Trump wasn't just some oversight. It wasn't just some, oh, there's sloppy aides doing sloppy jobs. There was, for some reason, a determination not to return some of the most sensitive documents. And, again, the concern of the National Archives, one of the things that the Trump team has said as an illustration of their goodwill was that at the time that representatives of the archives flew down to Mar-a-Lago and tried to get the full return of all the documents, one of the things that they said at the time is you can't leave these here in this storeroom at Mar-a-Lago when there's no lock and key. You need to put this under lock and key. These are the kind of secret documents that really do have implications for national security. And so Trump, at least according to reports, Trump's spokespeople, not President Trump himself, personally agreed that, yes, we will put a lock and key on that room. And that storeroom was one of the three rooms at Mar-a-Lago that that was particularly searched by the FBI. What is extraordinary about all of this is the report that material about nuclear weapons is especially sensitive, writes the Washington Post, and usually restricted to a small number of government officials, experts said. Publicizing details about U.S. weapons could provide an intelligence roadmap to adversaries seeking to build ways of countering those systems, and other countries might view exposing their nuclear secrets as a threat, experts said. One former Justice Department official who in the past oversaw investigations of leaks of classified information said that type of top secret information described by the people familiar with the probe would likely cause authorities to try to move as quickly as possible to recover sensitive documents that could cause grave harm to U.S. security. If that is true, it would suggest that material residing unlawfully at Mar-a-Lago, this is said David Loftman, who is a former chief of the Justice Department's counterintelligence section, if that is true, it would suggest that material residing unlawfully at Mar-a-Lago may have been classified at the highest classification level. Well, we now know that it was. And here is information, this from the New York Times, how the government classifies its most sensitive information. They write, historically special access programs, SAP classification, have been reserved for extremely sensitive operations carried out by the United States or for closely held technologies and capabilities. That could include covert programs against adversaries or the development of special surveillance and weapons technologies such as new kinds of stealth aircraft and hypersonic missiles, which Putin always brags about him having the lead on. But SAPs, special access programs, as the programs are often called, do not indicate a higher level of classification. Indeed, they are intended to limit the number of people who have access to secret or top secret materials. They are created when the sharing of specific information represents a heightened threat of damaging disclosures or when a secret or top secret classification is not deemed sufficiently protective. Okay, the question now is, what possible explanation could Trump have about why he still had this material at his residence long after, literally months after, its return had been demanded? We will be right back on potential answers to that question coming up.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News. Health officials have announced that polio has been detected in wastewater samples in New York City. It comes just a few weeks after a case of polio was detected in Rockland County, located north of the city. The New York State Department of Health and the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene said that the polio virus is likely circulating locally.
Wastewater sampling for disease surveillance is really, really important. We saw that for COVID, and we're now seeing its utility for polio. It becomes really useful to know.
Epidemiology professor Dennis Nash. The state health commissioner, Dr. Mary Bassett, said in a statement, the best way to keep adults and children polio-free is, quote, through safe and effective immunization. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved show, there is new information about a murder plot. Yeah, a murder plot against John Bolton. It was also against Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State. This is John Bolton when he was National Security Advisor to President Trump, briefly. John Bolton is going to join us later in the show to talk about that idea that there was a price on his head. The Iranians had offered $300,000. Initially, it had been only $250,000. Then they raised his worth to $300,000. Fortunately, there were no attacks on him. He was stripped, by the way, of protection as soon as he started feuding with the White House and lost his position. But thank God he is safe and well and will be speaking to us about that situation. The other shocking news today, and there's actually it's a plethora of shocking news. There's lots of it. But live updates, this from the New York Times. And it's everywhere. Salman Rushdie is attacked during speech in Western New York. And the author Salman Rushdie, born in India, of course, from a Muslim family, he had created huge, huge controversy with his 1989 novel, The Satanic Verses. And What this is really about is actually having read most of the Satanic Verses, which is a pretty interesting book. The book is about a true event in the origins of Islam, where the Quran is written based upon dictation from Muhammad, peace be upon him, that he got largely in a cave from the angel Gabriel, who was helping Muhammad transmit all of this material. Muhammad himself may have been illiterate, some people say. That is not clear. What is clear is that there were some verses that he spoke that were originally part of the Quran, but later he himself came back and said they were satanic verses. They were verses that he wasn't supposed to speak, and nobody knows exactly what it was that he was taking out. And what the novel is based on is an imaginary construction of what those satanic verses that weren't supposed to be part of the Quran actually were. According to media reports, a semi-official Iranian religious organization raised around $3.3 million in 2012, offering that as a bounty. This is a lot heavier price than was placed on John Bolton. Offering it as a bounty for beheading Salman Rushdie. At the time, the author dismissed these threats to his life, saying that no one seemed interested in the reward. He actually even wrote a book about living in hiding, wrote a novel about that, about having to live in hiding because of something he had written. In any event, the story is the author, Salman Rushdie, who spent years in hiding and under police protection after Iranian officials called for his execution, was attacked and stabbed in the neck at least 10 times today while on stage in Chautauqua, New York, in western New York, the police said. Now, what is Chautauqua, New York? This is a summer retreat center, and I've spoken there. And it was a great honor to speak there because it's a wonderful, wonderful tradition that has been around for 100 years. Originally had religious elements, but people come and they have this huge amphitheater where people sit. There is a roof, but the sides are open. And so you can get the lake breezes. It's built right on a lake. And this is one of the most pleasant, satisfying speaking engagements I ever had. And Salman Rushdie was one of the guests there. They were doing a panel. He was sitting up at the front of this huge amphitheater. It seats 4,000 people. Apparently, they had about 2,500, which is very good attendance, there to hear Rushdie. Attack shook the literary world, says the New York Times. It happened about 11 a.m. Eastern Time, shortly after Rushdie took the stage, before he delivered his lecture at the Chautauqua Institution, a community in western New York that offers arts and literary programming during the summer. Rita Landman, an endocrinologist who was in the audience, said that Mr. Rushdie had multiple stab wounds, including one to the right side of his neck, and that there was a pool of blood under his body. But she said he appeared to be alive. People were saying, he has a pulse, he has a pulse, he has a pulse. Let us hope he does. No word yet on his condition or the identity of the assailant. Mr. Rushdie spent about 10 years under police protection, living in hiding after Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, the supreme leader of Iran, called for his execution in 1989 because his novel, The Satanic Verses, was considered offensive to Islam. The book was banned in India, where he was born, and he was barred from the country of his birth for more than a decade. Mr. Rushdie had just come on stage to deliver the morning lecture. at the 4,000-seat amphitheater. He was there for a discussion about the United States as a safe haven for exiled writers and other artists who are under threat of persecution. He has been particularly active supporting Ukrainian writers who are in danger and people in the former Soviet Union who are in profound danger because of their support for Ukraine. Iranian state media on Friday condemned, you would hope, the assailant. They didn't. They didn't condemn the assailant. They condemned Salman Rushdie, calling him an apostate and his writings blasphemous. This is after the Indian-born writer was stabbed before a speech in New York. Rushdie was stabbed in the neck by an attacker at the Chautauqua Institution after living now for more than 30 years under a fatwa calling for his death issued by the Iranian Ayatollah. The Islamic Republic news agency, which described Rushdie as having been attacked by knife, called him an apostate author. Look, I can't say, I mean, there are many people who love Salman Rushdie's work. I don't particularly. I think it's interesting. It's always elegant. But for God's sake, belief in free speech, belief that you can express yourself without having someone provide the ultimate negative review, which is attempting to stab you to death. One can only hope, by the way, this is one of the reasons why the attacks on the FBI right now are so bad and so inappropriate. The FBI exists to try to keep people like you and me and Salman Rushdie and everybody else safe. And again, does anyone have a notion that this is actually the Salman Rushdie stabbing a false flag? Well, there's all kinds of stuff on the internet today. It's horrifying. Claiming that the incident yesterday of attacking the FBI agency in Cincinnati, that was a false flag. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVet history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVet History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Michael Medved Show, one of the things about the stabbing of Salman Rushdie, he should be well and he should recover from his wounds because this is somebody, whether you agree or you disagree or you like his work or you don't like his work, he has stood up with raw courage for the right of self-expression and the right of free speech. And against the persecution or victimization or beating or killing of authors because of what they write, which it seems to me is a very important principle. The amphitheater at Chautauqua, again, where I've had the privilege of speaking, it is very exposed. It is very hard. This is not a high security location at all. Because it's open on all sides, there are easy ways to get in, and it is an amphitheater, it's not even an auditorium. And apparently there was no special security for Salman Rushdie, which obviously you look back on and you say, why not? Well, they didn't think of it. He has been recently, since they officially removed the fatwa in Iran during one of their bursts of attempting to make peace with the West, the fatwa was removed, but there are still private Islamic sources that have been willing to pay money to somebody who takes this man's life. Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, who is in the midst of a re-election fight. She is from upstate New York, the Buffalo area, and this is near Lake Erie. It's in that part of the state. Governor Hochul spoke and said this. This is clip 16.
It is heartbreaking to learn that within the last hour, a prominent individual, Salman Rushdie, was attacked on a stage in western New York. Just before he was about to give a speech, he is alive. He has been transported, airlifted to safety. But here's an individual who has spent decades speaking truth to power, someone who's been out there unafraid, despite the threats that have followed him his entire adult life, it seems. And it happened at a site that is a place that's very familiar to me. A very tranquil rural community known as Chautauqua Institution, where the most preeminent speakers and thought leaders and politicians and justices and everyone come together to have the free expression of thought. So this is a place ideally suited for him to be able to speak, and that's what he was attempting to do just in the last hour before he was attacked.
And may he recover. There's someone who won't recover, and this was a story that we were covering yesterday live. An attack account put together recently. An attack on an FBI field office yesterday prompted some users in an online forum popular among extremists to declare that it was a sign of the Boogaloo. What is the Boogaloo? The Boogaloo is race war that Boogaloo boys are trying to encourage, stating that the war against the FBI had begun and that the Bureau is asking for another Oklahoma City bombing, and even advocating that future attacks mimic the Beltway snipers. Remember them. The suspect yesterday, who is deceased, was Ricky Walter Schiffer, who was 42. He reportedly fired a nail gun as he was trying to enter the FBI office. He was also carrying an AR-15-style rifle. He then fled the scene driving a Ford Crown Victoria. The FBI, Ohio State Highway Patrol, and local law enforcement partners engaged in an hours-long standoff in a cornfield with the suspect after he was cornered near Wilmington, Ohio. Ohio State Police spokesman Lieutenant Nathan Daniels told reporters that attempts to negotiate with the suspect failed, and Schiffer was fatally shot by officers after raising a gun. No officers were injured, thank God. A post on Truth Social, which is the alternative to Twitter, which is the media company of former President Trump, a post on Truth Social from the account for Ricky W. Schiffer Jr. said at 9:29 a.m., "Well, I thought I had a way through bulletproof glass," that's the nail gun, "and I didn't. If you don't hear from me, it is true I tried attacking the FBI, and it'll mean either I was taken off the internet, the FBI got me, or they sent the regular cops wild." And that was the end of that. Schiffer was reportedly at the Capitol for a rally and then for the riot on January 5th and January 6th. On Tuesday, earlier this week, his account posted, "People, this is it. I hope a call to arms comes from someone better qualified, but if not, this is your call to arms from me. Leave work tomorrow as soon as the gun shop, Army, Navy store, pawn shop opens. Get whatever you need to be ready for combat. We must not tolerate this one. They have been conditioning us to accept tyranny and think we can't do anything for 2 years. This time we must respond with force. If you know of any protests or attacks, please post here." Asked by another user if he was proposing terrorism, the Schiffer account replied, "No, I am proposing war. Kill the FBI on sight and be ready to take down other active enemies of the people and those who try to prevent you from doing it." The previous day, Monday, that's the day of the search of Mar-a-Lago, Schiffer posted, "It won't matter if we don't get violent. We see the courts are unfair and unconstitutional. All that is left is force. Force is the only thing." That was the same day the FBI served its search warrant at Trump's Florida home. We now know what the warrant was about. Some users on 4chan declared that the Cincinnati attack was a false flag operation orchestrated by the FBI. "False flag in an attempt to balance the wrongdoing of the FBI," claimed one user, while others praised the assailant and urged violence against FBI agents. One user wrote, what are the FBI going to do when millions of right-wing terrorists start butchering them and their families? Are they really sure this is a fight they want to pick? Others referenced the Boogaloo, an accelerationist movement with roots on 4chan that seeks to hasten societal collapse, including through attacks on the government. Day of the Boog incoming, posted one user. Project Mayhem is a go. The Boogaloo is upon us. And then another memorial to the late Ricky Schiffer. He's a martyr in the eternal fight against domestic enemies of this country, one post declared. Do you think it's conservative to treat the FBI as domestic enemies? People who risk their lives, who have dedicated their lives to keeping the rest of us safe. Others issued their own threats at the FBI. Nobody cares about dead feds. Nobody, read one post. Looks like war against the Federal Bureau of Investigation has begun, read another post, while another user declared they're just effing asking for another Oklahoma City bombing at this point. There are, what, 163 people who died in the Oklahoma City bombing? Another user said, it would be nice if people would actually begin using necessary violence against tyrants. It's how the country was founded. It's our duty. No, it's not how the country was founded. And again, ignorance of American history is always dangerous. But the idea that we have gone from a Republican Party that identifies with law enforcement, that sympathizes with the people who make our lives possible, and we've gone from that to the idea that we now have to abolish the FBI. There were demands, I think they've calmed down, that there should be an impeachment of FBI Director Wray. I don't think he can be impeached. It's not an impeachable post. That there should be an impeachment of the Attorney General, Merrick Garland. He can't be impeached. This entire craziness. Really, we need to do better. Let us hope with the new information we have, with the search warrant published and the list published, that we can get a better, more constructive, cooperative spirit in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.